Proclamation number 5158 of 24th of June, 1951. Power of Intercession. Ascension through love. Free will also in the hereafter. The same applies in the kingdom of the beyond as on earth. The will to love activity must be present if an ascent from the abyss is to take place, for the being's will is not compelled over there either, but it can determine itself, yet its state is also correspondingly. The souls in the beyond remain on the level in which they entered the spiritual kingdom until they have the desire within themselves to ascend and change their present state. And as on earth, love must awaken in them, they must want to help in view of the hardship they see around them. Only this will to help will give them so much strength that they can carry it out. The helping activity can already consist of kind encouragement, advice or warnings. Only love for the suffering brothers and sisters must always determine them to do so. The desire to help will then become stronger and stronger, and the supply of strength will increase accordingly. Then, however, their own condition will also become more bearable. The surroundings will appear brighter and clearer before their eyes, and the oppressive darkness will give way to a first dull, then ever more luminous light, and the souls will then strive steadfastly upwards. Their thinking becomes clearer and full of desire. They also accept instructions which are offered to them by beings of light, however in veiled form. With increasing activity of love, the knowledge of these souls also increases, and now they themselves are able to hand out to the beings who still stand below them and suffer in the darkness just as those before. Once compassion for suffering souls has awakened in them, they are also saved from sinking into the abyss. But this compassion must first come alive in them, because otherwise an ascent is impossible. For love then also directs the will right. And in order for love to flare up in the unhappy souls, much intercession is necessary, which lets them feel the strength of love themselves and awakens counter-love in them. Only love can save the poor souls, because only a prayer sent after them in love has the effect of kindling love in them. Whereas prayers without love are completely useless and only put the souls in harness, because they increase their disgust against pseudo-piety and can easily even stifle their faith in God, if they have not yet completely lost it. Everything that happens without love is without effect, on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. Love, however, loosens the hardest fetters. And therefore every soul's redemption in the beyond is assured if a person on earth takes pity on these souls with true love and, wanting to help, also transfers the will to help to them. For a soul cannot resist a loving intercession, it feels it as a benefit, and in this feeling it also wants to help and do good deeds. Then its ascent is assured, and it steps out of the darkness which enclosed it into the light. Amen.